To me, let me be able, let people see you in my life, let people hear my testimony, and they want to serve the God I'm serving. Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expression. Amen. And that is why I've come this morning. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage somebody. Amen. It could be me, it could be you, it could be somebody beside you. Hallelujah. But I know this morning, somebody will go home encouraged. Somebody will go home blessed. And somebody will go home with their miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are writing down the topic this morning, is arise, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Arise, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Psalm 102. Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Tyre, say to yourself. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon me. I want you to speak to your neighbor and say, listen, neighbor, the Lord will arise and have mercy upon me. But for the time to favor me is now. Today is what? 21st of July 2024. Say to your neighbor, say to somebody beside you, the time for the Lord to favor me is now. Is now. Is now. Is now. Is now, is now, is now, in the mighty name of Jesus. As I said, we have all prayed. We raise our hand to Jehovah. Hallelujah. We are speaking to the King of Kings, the Alewileshe. Asoromaye, the Lion of Judah, the Ancient of Days, the Glory, the Helper, the Miracle Giver, the healer. I am here to tell you that the Lord will have mercy upon you today in the mighty name of Jesus. And the time to favor you is now. The time to favor you is now. Most of us, we are going through a lot. And that is why I said, I am here to encourage somebody. Most of us, we ask questions in our bedroom. Most of us, we cry. We cry, we wet our pillow, and there's nobody to open up to. Hallelujah. And we keep on saying, Lord, why? Capital Y. Lord, why? Lord, why? Why am I going through this pain? Why me? Am I communicating to somebody this morning? You keep on asking that question, why? When will this my condition change? Why me? Every first Sunday of the month, people come forward. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord has done this to me. I was in this, and this is me now. But Lord, when am I going to give my own testimony? When? Why? How? What time? All these questions we always ask God. And most of the time, it looks as if God is there. He's not answering. But I have a good news for you today. Thou shalt arise. I have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor you is now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You only need his mercy. You need his mercy. You know, the Bible passage we'll be using and making reference to is this one, Psalm 102 verse 13. He said, arise, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. Lord, we have mercy upon all this morning. And you know, when we have mercy, we have everything. When mercy speaks, every other problem silent. When God of mercy locates you, favor will be looking for you. Men will be looking for you. Even angels will bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at Luke chapter 3, verse 5. Luke 3:5 says, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crook shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth. Hear me this morning. When the Lord arise and show mercy on you, every valley shall be filled. The valley of unstable life. Apart from Brother Abbott, I can see that most of us were from Nigeria. Has anybody traveled to Nigeria recently? You need to tell me how your road is in your home country. Hallelujah. Your road is smooth like a UK road, is it? Yeah, not like UK one. Because you can see some road in Africa. You go up, down, and when you enter the car, you'll be doing jaga, jiggy, jaga, jiggy. Am I lying? Praise the name of the Lord. Some of our life is like that. We go up, down, unstable. But I have the word of God for you this morning. The Lord will level it. It will look as if you are driving on the 813. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am speaking the word of God to somebody this morning. That it does not matter what you are passing through. It does not matter what life has brought to you. It does not matter the stages that you had today. Today you give testimony, tomorrow is problem. Today you are laughing, tomorrow you are crying. How about the word of God this morning? You will be stable in the name of Jesus. Ah, Marabo Shekiri Baba. All those things that are not working in your life, hear me here, God. The Lord will make it work in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will repair. The Lord will fix permanently in the name of Jesus. As I'm talking, I remember one example. I didn't have it in my notes, but you will laugh. Hallelujah, because I know the Lord will make you laugh. Years ago, I can't remember, I went to Nigeria. And, you know, at times, protocol is there for me, you know. We were in the communion church at that time. So, and the communion, their protocol is 100%. So I know as a pastor from, pastor's wife from London, they've already set up everything for me. Praise the name of the Lord. But, you know, when you want to try, you know, a little bit of free life. So I told Bishop, no, Bishop, don't worry. I'm fine. I will arrange things. So I said to one man, I don't know why I'm using Michael for example. So I was going to visit Michael in school. So we set up. Where I'm going was this car. You know, I asked them to go and get me a car that will take me to Ogun State. Hey, God bless Nigeria. God bless Nigeria. God will bless Nigeria. Do you realize that the Mercedes Benz that I was told I paid for, they put the trailer's tire at the back and the Mercedes Benz tire in front. Praise the name of the Lord. So the car was like this already. So praise the name of the Lord. Unstable life. And where we are going, the car was like, I said to myself, I will go to reach Ogun State with this car. When we get to toll gate, I say, excuse sir, how much is our baggage? I can't remember the money. He told me, I said, you know what? Take the money, I'm going back. Ah, no, mommy. No, the car is okay. I said, no. Hallelujah. Some of our life is like that. We patch up. Amen. Thank God for the beauty, the makeup artist, and those who that make cosmetics. By the time you do Avon, Mary Kay, Panda Kay, everything, amen, sorry, you don't even have any care to put on your face. Hallelujah. But some men, they use glasses. They dress up. You powder, you dress up all those unstable life. Hallelujah. But I heard the word of God for you this morning. The Lord will decorate you. Amen. The Lord will repair. The Lord will fix permanently. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when you're unstable, you cannot make progress. That is why I use the example of my journey to Ogun State. I cannot make progress on that day. And unfortunately, there's no telephone. I cannot even call him. Thank God I didn't tell him I'm coming. But I cannot call him to say I'm not coming again. So every spirit, every problem that caused abortive life in your life, may the Lord terminate it today in the name of Jesus. Every problem, every issue that brings stagnation into your life, may the Lord end it today. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of God to you, that your life will be meaningful. In the mighty name of Jesus. And from today, you will continue to make a great progress in your life. In the name of Jesus. The word say the mountain, every mountain. It did not say one mountain. It said every mountain. And the hill, shall be brought low. We all know when there's mountain. I remember when we were in Jerusalem, they asked us to climb. Ah, sister, we say, mommy, I'm a bad for one. Praise the Lord. And the leader will say, Mary and Martha, you can't go, you can't climb this mountain. And mommy, sister, we say, mommy, we came here for a purpose. Every place we will get there. You know, in life, some mountain cannot allow you to move forward. Hallelujah. Hills, because you cannot climb, it becomes a big problem. And some also we are just looking. Ah, alone. How can I climb this mountain? As I'm talking, I remember me and sister, when we look at that mountain, where Satan took Jesus, they want us to go there so that we can see that mountain. Honestly, if you fall from that mountain, you cannot even get your bow. Everything will be scattered. Hallelujah. And that is the way we see problem in our life at times. We look up, and devil will be encouraging you. Hey, you can't do it, though. If you do it, you will follow. It's better you remain on this low level. If you climb that mountain, you will die, yo. And be honest with you, maybe that is what Satan is telling most of us sitting down here. As our instructor was telling Mary and Martha, honestly, the way I'm looking at you, you cannot climb this mountain. And we said, you know what? Even if they have to push us, we will get there. Praise the name of the Lord. And eventually we got there. I was looking. I said, sister, Emi Ole Woleo, I can't look down. Because if I look down, if I just tack it, that is the end. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is how devil brings fear to our life. Ah, this is UK. This is UK. Black people cannot do that. Who told you? Say to somebody beside you, it doesn't matter if you're a black person. It doesn't matter if you are green, black, or white. But you have God. And mercy is speaking now. You will get there. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will get there. In the mighty name of Jesus. And listen. The word of God say, that mountain, that hill, the Lord will bring it down for you. That problem doesn't matter now. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. When mercy speak, all the crooked way shall be made straight. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will make that road smooth. That you will look back and your testimony will say, ah, I never know you will bless me this way. I never know you will favor me this way. I never know you will favor me this way. You will favor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That shall be your testimony. Because of our time, I will just go through people in the Bible that receive mercy. Don't forget, we started that God will arise and give us mercy. Moses was able to pass through the Red Sea with the children of Israel. Why? Because of mercy. You can read that when you get home, Exodus 14, 21 to 29. Romans 9, 15 to 16. Moses was able, we all know the story. If Red Sea is like a big mountain, it's a difficulty in Israelite and Moses' life. Romans 9, 15, they give it to us. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy. On who I will have mercy? And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion on. And that is why we are crying this afternoon, that God will have mercy on us. We will be those people that God will have compassion for, in the mighty name of Jesus. David, ha! We all know the story of David and Goliath. Can you look at it? You know, when we were young, they put a big guy, giant, and they put a small David. And most of the time, let's be honest with ourselves, most of our problem, we look at it at that giant man. Huh. To be honest with you, I don't think this problem, I don't think I can overcome. Stop it! If David can kick Goliath, what is that mountain? What is that big thing that is just exaggerating in the presence of the King of Kings? Tell yourself, I can do it. With mercy, I can move forward. With mercy, I will progress in life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Zacchaeus. The Bible makes us to understand that Zacchaeus is a very rich man, but there's a limitation in his life. He's a short man. Hallelujah. What is that limitation that mercy cannot do? Deep inside you, be thinking about that limitation that you think, with everything, but every but in your life, the Lord will remove it today. In the mighty name of Jesus. The two blind men, they all have mercy, and that God favor them. May the Lord favor you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hebrews 4:16. Hallelujah. What we need to do is this. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of our need. Am I communicating to somebody? Let's therefore come boldly into the throne of grace. And that is what we are doing today. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come to the house of God. Come to the King of Kings. Come to the Messiah. Come to the Helper. Come to the Lion of Judah. Come to the one that can fix it. Come to the great repairer. You have done it in your own time. You have tried everything. As a woman being, you've tried everything. But today, come to the throne of grace. Come to the King of Kings. Come to the El Shaddai Lord. Come to the great repairer. We all know that he has duplicates. He has spare parts. He has everything in his kingdom. He's a great doctor. He's a great surgeon. Brethren, if ordinary man can fix a broken bone, my son bone, when I look at the x-ray, when we went to the hospital, he cannot even stand to do the x-ray. They have to adjust, instead of them to do the x-ray like this, they have to do the x-ray like this. So they did the first one, then they did another one like this. Because the leg is like this. That means the bone at the bottom is growing this side. This bone is growing the other side. So the two bone and lung are lined together. But a surgeon did it. Hallelujah. And you can see that the bones, they are working together. I have a word to somebody today. Then when you obtain mercy, the Lord can fix it. When you obtain mercy, just cry to God and say, Lord, arise today. Oh, what I need is mercy. He can fix that bone. He can fix that pain. By his grace, I'm a nurse. I know a lot of people, they will be crying. Oh, my painkiller. They've done everything. They do PCA. Patients, they administer itself by themselves. So you just pump. But that pain, that all the analgesia we are taking, all the paracetamol, I have my sister here as well. All the paracetamol, all the painkiller you are taking, what happened is to reduce the pain for a while. But the pain will still come again. But I have the good news for you this morning. When you have mercy, the Lord will fix that pain permanently. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will fix that pain permanently. In the mighty name of Jesus. You only need faith. You need your faith to be very, very strong. You need to believe that He can do it. You need to obtain that grace and ask God that, please help me, that my faith will not shake. God, help me that my faith will not shake. To the glory of God, I have somebody very close to me that the doctor said because of ovarian cyst, he cannot have children. And they said, sister, we have to pray. I believe God that she's my wife and she will have children. And they keep on praying. They keep on having faith in God. And one day they just call us. Ah, sister, I have a good news for you. I say, ah, good news. That is what I want to hear. Yeah, when you be more, you know, in our language, your brother's wife is your wife. So you say, ah, your wife has had a baby. You say, what? How did you get pregnant? You say, ah, we decide not to tell anybody. But she had a baby, she had twins. Eh? Praise the name of the Lord. When you obtain mercy. Don't forget, I say I'm here to encourage somebody. When you obtain mercy. Buru, 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 buru. A year and a half after, they call me again. Another surprise, another twins. Praise the name of the Lord. And when they call me again, say she's pregnant. I say, ah, hey, again. Praise the Lord. You say this time around it's not twins, it's only one. Who say God cannot fix your own? Who say God cannot fix your own? And we have a lot of testimony of people here that they've already said you're on your way to Africa. But God turned it around. And today they have their paper in this country. Mercy will speak for you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. He that can move mountain. Hello, choir. He that can move mountain. Amos 4:13. I'm rounding up with that and we're going to pray. Amos 4:13. For lo, he that formed the mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. When you form something, what does that mean? You can mold, you can remove, you can adjust, you can move. And some other verses or some other Bible's verses say, he removed mountain. Hallelujah. He created the wings. And he declare unto man what is his thought that maketh the morning darkness. If we go and go and go, he said he make the morning darkness in trender upon the high places of the heart. That Lord of God, that Lord, the God of hosts is his name. He that move mountain. He moves mountain. Can you rise on your feet, please?
With your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that is possible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you
Lord, you move mountain, you cause waterfall. Mashekerebo senderebobo. Lord, you move mountain, my God, you move mountain. I don't know what you are passing through this afternoon. Just know that he moved mountain. 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 You cause water to fall. With your power, you perform miracles.
There is nothing that is impossible.
Progress. When you look at that wall, you say, well, let me just go back. Let me go back to Africa. It looks as if I cannot make it in this country. The doctor look at you and say, there's nothing about you. But I am stuck.
You may know.
Can you sing that song to yourself? To make way. Even me standing here, it's only because you make way for me. You move that mountain. All the mountain that feel like I don't get there, you remove that mountain. Father, we pray this afternoon that every mountain, every hill, you will move it today. In the name of Jesus. I want us to do some prayer before we finish. Oh Lord, have mercy on me and my loved one. Open up your palm and begin to pray. Lord, today have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, oh Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Have mercy on my children. Have mercy on my children. Have mercy, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we have here, Lord, that you can move mountain. And I believe that you can move mountain because you have done it in the past. Lord God, every challenge is in my life, every situation in my life that look like mountain, Father, remove them today. Open your mouth and pray. Mother, in the name of Jesus. Every challenge is my life. Every challenge is of my life. Every challenge is, oh Lord, in the life of my children. Marabo Shekerebobo. Lord, remove it today. Lord, remove it today. Lord, remove it today. With your mercy. With your mercy. I know I can break barrier. Marabo Shekerebobo. Marabababa. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray. Say, Father, every barrier that look like mountain, that look like hill, Baba, level it today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Every barrier in my life, every barrier in the life of my children, every barrier in this ministry, Father, make it low. Remove it, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Karibo sendere bobo, rimara baba baba, rema shakari baba, ore bobo. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Luke 18:38. Luke 18:38. The only prayer point, and he cries, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I don't know what you are trusting God for, but I want you to cry to God. Jesus, have mercy on me. When mercy speaks, you have everything. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Oh, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Quickly go back to our verse of today, Psalm 102, verse 13. We are going to use this to pray. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Tyre. You put your name. For the time to favor me is now. The set time is now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will have mercy upon Cornerstone Fountain Church. Lord, you will have mercy upon me, upon my household, upon me, upon my household, upon everything about me. My Lord and my Father, the time to favor me is now. The time to favor me is now. You will favor me this year. I receive favor this year. Open your mouth and begin to decree. Ah, when you have mercy, you are free. When you have mercy, you will progress. When you have mercy, you have everything. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so, Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless you because you are a faithful God. Thank you for your word, because we know that you have encouraged someone today. My God and my Father, your mercy will speak. Your mercy will speak. And we thank you, O Lord, that we are receiving mercy. You will favor us. You will perfect all that concerns us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Shall we appreciate God as I have said, the King, our King, to come and take your praise the Lord.